is Alex Elbrum. Cambridge 105
Radio. Newmarket Nights is back with a great lineup throughout the summer, and Brit Award winning artist Paloma Faith is coming to Newmarket on Friday the 17th of June as part of her second UK tour within the year. And I'm delighted that Paloma joins me via Zoom today. Hello Paloma, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, I'm really good. I'm enjoying the sunshine and long may it last. Now, you've been back touring your fifth album, Infinite Things. How has it been back touring?
Exhilarating. I think it's sort of, I underestimated the impact of that kind of level of isolation for so long. And I really, it was almost like, it felt a bit life-changing getting back to performing. And just like seeing people and experiencing that. And lots of people came away from the tour saying that that's the best they'd ever seen me live. And I can't tell whether it's because they haven't seen anything for so long or whether it was the best that I've been. But either way, it probably was because of the impact of being away from other people for so long.
Did you find it quite emotional? I know going to my first few gigs recently, I found I just suddenly burst into tears because I found it, like you say, really overwhelming, and that we took it for granted for so long. And then, you know, when it was taken away, you didn't realise how much it was part of you.
Yeah, it was emotional. I think as well, a lot of emotions were riding high because, you know, like I look at my band and they're all people I love and I hadn't seen them, and everyone's got their story of like what has been happening to them the 2 years previous, you know, like you just everyone and you're just like, wow, there's a lot of feelings going on and flying around in this room and stage. Yeah, and I just feel really fortunate, and I'm so excited to be back out this summer and
absolutely
in the outdoors as well.
Yeah. Now, you wrote the first version of this album before the pandemic struck, but then you decided to change it all and rewrite it.
I wrote some of the songs before, and then I wrote quite a lot of it in lockdown because it just felt like tonally it was a bit inappropriate and I had like different feelings because of the way that things were, you know, impacting us. So it was the first time that I've recorded my own vocals and the first time that I'd like been in charge of writing sort of on my own. I often like get into collaborative situations in the past, but this was like I got sent some music and I was sort of sitting in the dark by myself scribbling away, and I think the result's quite intimate.
Yeah. Do you think that lockdown then helped your creative processes? Because like you say, you learnt to record your own vocals and everything during lockdown, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it did help. It sort of definitely made me more independent. I think it's like every style of writing impacts you in like a different way. So it's sort of, you can hear that. It's quite a sort of solitary sounding subject matter and work.
And do you think that, you know, obviously the lockdown will have had an impact on you for how you wrote as well? And it was a solitary time.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's really sort of different, strange, unusual moment in time for everyone because we've had obviously consecutive lockdowns and now everything that's happening with Russia and the Ukraine, it's all quite heavy. And I've called the tour the Age of Optimism Tour because I just sort of feel like we need something to uplift us and we need something to like take us out of that, you know, feel a bit more connected with, you know, the outside world and each other. And that's what you're describing when you went and sort of felt emotional at your first few gigs. And that's what I'm hoping to achieve. I'm not just going to play, you know, this album. I'm going to play previous songs that people have loved and, you know, hopefully reconnect with the people that have been to see me before all of this stuff was
absolutely
happening as well.
Yeah. So I saw your documentary and I've heard you on the Parenting Hell podcast with Josh Widdicombe and Rob Beckett. Both things I found incredibly interesting, and it made me realise how it both kind of highlighted how incredibly busy you've been over the last few years, even though, you know, we were in lockdown. Do you find that it's fun to get out and tour again this summer to sort of, like you say, become more outward thinking again?
Yeah, I'm sort of craving it in a way. I think that I'm, you know, the reason why I do this job has never been because I like to sort of sit in the dark room indulging in my feelings. It's always been that I've been the type of artist that likes to go out on stage and meet people and interact with them. And so that's basically like what I'm excited to do.
Oh, that's brilliant. In June, your gig at Newmarket Nights. You've been there before. What should fans be expecting at that gig? As you said, it's going to be a whole mixture.
It's going to be a mixture of old music, more current. But I think that what kind of became really prevalent in the last tour that I did for me is that, like, what I stand for and what I'm all about. And I think what we need now more than ever as well is, like, the real live experience. Like, quite a lot of times shows are like super choreographed and planned and you don't necessarily get that feeling, but I think for me what makes me love touring is the musicians on stage that I play with are all super talented. There's a lot of spontaneity, a lot of flying by the seat of our pants kind of thing. You know, like, we basically are like enjoying the fact that human beings are fallible, music is a live thing, and that there is, like, you know, a difference to just sitting in your kitchen listening to a record and it sounds the same or watching
absolutely
dance routines. It's all about it being like very present and really reactive between like audience and us on stage, and that's what we're there for and that's what we love doing.
And I'm sure the audience feed off that as well, that, you know, if you're looking like you're having a good time, because you are, there's no hiding that, is there? And you'll get swept up in that motion as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So have you got any other plans for after your tour in the summer, or you're still sort of heading towards that at the moment?
Heading towards that, but I'm also writing a new album.
Brilliant.
Pennyworth Season 3, which is the show that I act in, is coming out at the end of the year, I think, on HBO.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, really?
Oh, brilliant. Well, that sounds very exciting. And again, it's going to keep you busy. It seems like you like to be kept busy.
Yeah,
thank you.
Otherwise, I have to look at my own reflection in the mirror. It's awful.
Thank you so much for your time, Paloma. And I look forward to seeing you in Newmarket in June.
Thank you for speaking to me. Cambridge 105 Radio.